Years of helping his fellow blinded veterans paid off recently for one dedicated volunteer in the form of the Department of Veterans Affairs National Male Volunteer of the Year Award. James Hogan has logged nearly 3,000 hours of voluntary service through the Blinded Veterans Association. That organization helps blinded veterans and their families by providing service programs, regional groups, resources, and advocacy. There's no charge for any of it, and you don't have to be a member to get help. All legally blinded veterans are eligible for assistance, whether they become blind during or after active duty military service. The volunteers demonstrate equipment and aids used by the blind, provide information on programs and services, and encourage blinded veterans to use the opportunities that will help them become more independent and self-sufficient. The veterans' family members often volunteer too, and in Hogan's case, so does his guide dog, Atticus, who serves as a therapy dog for Veterans Administration hospital patients. Learn more at bva.org or 800-669-7079.
At World Services for the Blind, we are committed to develop new career paths, programs for adults who are blind or visually impaired. We are pleased to offer two new programs, call center specialist and credit counseling. The 8-week call center specialist program imparts a vast skill set upon its participants so that, upon graduation, they are prepared to take on the role of call center customers, service representative with confidence. The program covers customer service, soft skills, communication skills, relationship building, sales and marketing, dealing with difficult customers, human resources, and more. Credit counseling is a huge industry with significant opportunities for employment, and our 12-week credit counseling program will provide clients with the tools to go out and educate and guide others looking to improve their credit and financial situations. Participants will earn 3 initial certifications with the opportunity to earn 2 additional certifications. The first 3 certifications will take approximately 12 weeks and include credit counseling, financial counseling, and debt settlement certifications. The additional 2 certifications are housing counseling and student loan counseling, which will add 8 additional weeks of classroom training. For more information or to begin the admissions process, please visit us at wsblinds.org. That's wsblind.org.
You are not your diagnosis. A medical chart is not your identity, and vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are, and you are not alone, because we are driven too. To be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures we're finding. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we are fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call 1-800-BLINDNESS.
This hour is brought to you by Leader Dogs for the Blind, making people unstoppable for 30 years.
Hi, this is Sherry Brunn, and I am very proud to speak on behalf of Leader Dogs for the Blind. I've had 3 leader dogs, and they have changed my life. If you always wanted to achieve independence and travel safely with confidence, then you really must consider Leader Dogs for the Blind. Leader Dogs for the Blind free week-long orientation and mobility training includes one-on-one instruction that's tailored to your individual needs and goals. Leader Dog accepts clients from all states and with all ability levels, regardless of age, vocational goals, and whether you plan to train with a guide dog in the future. Everything is free, including accommodations and travel to and from Leader Dog's campus in Michigan. Don't regret missing out on this free, life-changing opportunity. Apply today at leaderdog.org/programs.
Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, though you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free, professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 1-844-762-1301. Spectrum. Think forward.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
This hour is brought to you by Leader Dogs for the Blind, making people unstoppable for 30 years.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios. Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
Welcome back. Welcome back. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Welcome back to the second hour. Thank you for listening. And this is the second hour of the Blind and Beyond radio show. And like I said, if you know what you're listening to, well, we say we're the bridge between the sighted community and the blind community. We're here every Sunday, 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. And by the way, if you missed any part of this show or any other show in the last 5 years that we've been on, you can go to our website and just pull any show up. They're all there, except for two shows when Hurricane was. Our website is Blind and, don't forget the and, Blind and Beyond Radio Show. .org. That's Blind and Beyond Radio Show.org. Check us out.
I just wanted to mention that we're getting a lot of inquiries about the CBD products, and I'd like to direct you to SundayScaries.com. That's SCARIES. And don't be afraid of the name. It's just, it's a cute history behind that name. You go to their website, you'll read about it. But you get 20% off your first purchase with code BB20 when you order, and they have 100% money-back guarantee. And I've been using the gummies. Everybody's going through stressful times now, and I'm fine, and there's nothing drastic.
If I would have had Sunny Scaries
in those days, I don't even think you could.
10 years ago.
Right, Dave? I don't think it's 11 years ago.
No, they weren't out.
It wasn't legal.
No, it wasn't legal.
Yeah. Exactly. But
you
probably
would have
been
I would have gone blind.
Yeah.
It's quite possible. I mean, it does change people's lives.
I encourage you to try it. I mean, go to the website. If you don't feel comfortable ordering on the website, get the phone number off of there.
Yeah.
And you call in, and they'll tell you, help you out.
No side effects. That's the beautiful part. And it's a nice gradual thing, nothing drastic. So it's all good.
Okay. Folks, if you got anything going on where you live in, you can call us. Don't forget, call us in and let us know what you're doing by you. 407-894-1680. If you have something going on, too, you would like to hear from you.
Doing something fun?
407-894-1680. What?
Yeah, are you doing something fun? You got a blind bowling league going on or doing something cool that we should know about? I want to know.
Or if you have a birthday coming on, maybe you have a special birthday. I'd like to hear from you.
We're going to get that second trivia.
Oh, yeah, we're going to do a trivia? Minutes. Okay, let's go trivia time. It's trivia time because we're going to be busy later. We're going to do it now.
We're going to be very busy.
Listen to the trivia. Who is singing this song? I want to know the female who's singing the song. 407-894-1680. Who is singing the song? I want to know the female singing the song. 407-894-1680. Who is singing this song?
Said it was forever. Said our love would always be true. Something in my heart always knew.
Singing this song, 407-894-1680.
The girl that's singing. That
the girl that's singing. Who is singing? 407-894-1680.
We know she's singing with Michael McDonald.
Okay, Chris.
Now you know that's one of my all-time favorite jams right there. Why you do that to me?
Because we wanted to hear you sing, man.
We wanted to hear you sing. But who was singing? That was a female there. Big song. For her, it was a big song. Who is singing the song? 407-894-688. I mean, last week we played a song that nobody got, and they didn't know. I couldn't believe it. They didn't know who it was, and I couldn't believe it. That was the famous. Last week was Della Reese, and nobody knew the voice, Della Reese. I couldn't believe it. Nobody got Della Reese.
This one, I think, is easier.
Well, let's see if you got this one, this voice. This young lady's been around for a lot of years.
All right, so you ready for it then? Because I got this phone line blowing up.
Yeah, we're ready.
All right, so I got the first call. I'm getting ready to take the other two callers because they calling in, so I'm just putting them on hold as I get with the first caller. So we're going right here to Orlando and talk with Sister Christine.
Christine, wait a second. When's the last time she called in?
I have to look.
1 second, we have to look before she opens her mouth.
Okay, all right, no problem.
But we're still happy to talk to her. We just don't know if we can give her a prize.
We're seeing you there.
Well, I know. Yeah, I know she called and she didn't get it right.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I know she called and didn't get it right.
She's fine. She's clear. Okay. She's good.
All right. So we got Orlando's finest on the phone line with us, Miss Christine. Sister Christine, how you doing?
Good. Good. I hope I got it right.
Hi. If you say Aunt Jenny, it ain't right. I'm telling you now, it's not Aunt Jenny.
Who do you think
it
is?
It sounds like Tella Belle.
What? Who'd you say?
Tella Belle. Tella Belle.
Who'd you say? Patti LaBelle?
Yeah.
You happen to be right, young lady. You are right. You are right. You just won yourself a $10 gift card from Subway.
I'm so glad.
Oh, good.
That's correct.
I've been trying to win it for a long time. Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank
you.
Patti LaBelle from Philly.
That's awesome.
That's right, my hometown girl.
Oh, I love Patti LaBelle. She's awesome.
She's from Philly. One of my girls from Philadelphia. That's right.
Wow, what a voice that girl's got.
Congratulations,
Christine.
Thank you.
Way to go, Christine.
Hold on.
Give your name and address so we can send it out to you. Who else wants to say hello?
All right, Sister Christine, you hold on one moment, all right?
Okay, we'll do.
All righty. The other caller that we got, she said she's calling from Florida. Her name is Miss Sharon from Florida. Sharon, how you doing?
Oh.
Hi, Sharon.
Good.
Hi, Sharon.
Hey.
What's happening?
Oh, Sharon. Hey, Sharon.
Did I win the trivia?
I scared her away.
Did
that one
Sharon,
day?
Sharon, you still there?
Yes.
Sharon.
Hi, how you doing, Sharon?
How you doing? I recognize the voice right away.
I got to a different location. I'm on a cell phone.
Oh, you're on a cell phone?
You're on a cell phone? Okay. I recognize that voice.
Are you laughing to hear our voices?
What, darling?
Last three times I called, my phone just cut off.
Oh.
I couldn't take the waiting. Yeah. So this young lady
is calling in. We know her a lot of years.
About 30 years.
We know her about 30 years. I knew her when I was sighted. That's right. Remember that? Sharon,
yes.
When I was sighted, you knew me.
It could be full rainbow colors.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you made it in anyway. Your phone didn't mess up this time. You sounded good.
You sound good, Sharon.
Congratulations on the baby.
Oh, thank you so much.
Okay.
Thank you.
Did you see the pictures on Instagram with Jennifer?
Yes, that's a yes.
Oh, good. So I don't have to send them to you. Good.
Now I'm invited to come see the baby when the.
You're always invited.
Stay here.
You absolutely can stay here.
When the pandemic cool off.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, when the pandemic.
This young lady that we're talking to right now, we know her for a lot of years. She grew up with our kids. Absolutely.
Yeah. We love you, Sharon.
We love you, Sharon.
Thanks for calling.
Good to hear you, Sharon.
Thanks again. Take care.
All right, you be well now. We'll see you
guys. Keep up the good work.
All right.
Keep on listening, Sharon. Keep on listening. Thank you.
I know we got to go into our break, but we got our good friend from Greensboro, North Carolina, on the phone line who wants to get in and say hi.
Greensboro. Oh, that's our friend. Which one is our friend? Is it Kevin?
Kevin.
From Greensboro?
Yeah.
Kevin. Hey, Kevin.
Real quickly before we go to break.
Kevin, how you doing, Kevin?
Hey, Michael, Lynn, David, hello.
How you doing, buddy?
Hey, Kevin.
Okay.
What's just Greensboro to like today? Howling.
What's that?
Is it getting cold up there yet?
Yeah, getting a little chilled. Oh, highs in lower 60s, lows in the 40s, and no.
Sounds perfect.
Although I've lived in colder weather.
Oh yeah. So did you hear that lady from Handy Hams? Did you hear Lucinda earlier?
No. Oh, I was on the phone.
You're going to have to listen to the archives then, so I'm afraid.
Ham operator? You saying ham operator?
Yeah.
Kevin, are you a ham? Yeah. He's not a ham.
Oh, we didn't know.
Yeah, I'm a ham.
I didn't know you were a ham.
In more ways than one.
He is. He does it at all.
Is that with mayonnaise or without mayonnaise, ham?
A little bit of both, right?
Yeah.
All right, we better go to break.
I appreciate you calling in, my friend.
Thanks for calling in, Kevin. Keep on listening.
Yep.
Thanks for listening.
Just call and say hi. And
stay warm
out there. We're going to go to break. Thanks for calling in, Kevin.
Yep. Catch you later. Bye.
Take care. Thanks for calling in. We're going to have a break. No way. We'll be right back to listen to the Blind Beyond Radio Show.
Xavier Society provides religious, spiritual, and inspirational reading materials in Braille and audio to blind and visually impaired individuals worldwide. We provide these materials free of charge thanks to the generous support of our donors. Our mission to support this community of faithful in understanding, developing, and practicing their faith began in 1900. We hope to serve many more people in new and innovative ways. Please help us continue this important ministry for another 120 years by spreading word of our mission. To learn more about how we serve, call us at 212-473-7800 or visit our website, XavierSocietyForTheBlind.org. That's XAVIER SocietyForTheBlind.org.
Spectrum has great news for blind and beyond listeners. You can now catch all the news and stay informed with the Spectrum News app. Born accessible, the Spectrum News app has built-in compatibility with Apple and Android accessibility features. When you download the Spectrum News app, you can stay in the know with live news, access Spectrum's portfolio of news networks wherever you are. The live news gives you timely information and breaking news. Read local news articles with coverage from our Spectrum News journalists and local partner publications. And get weather forecasts from our meteorologists, including hourly forecasts and updates so you can plan your day. Best of all, you can even customize your experience by browsing and following topics you're interested in, including local politics, education, traffic, health, and more. Download the Spectrum News app today. Not a Spectrum customer? Download the app and enjoy free access on us for 30 days. The Spectrum News app with built-in accessibility is your community connection, providing stories and information that matter to you and your community. Download it today.
A new offering from CVS Pharmacy is making it easier for patients with visual impairments to manage their prescriptions. Spoken Rx is a new feature in the CVS Pharmacy app that allows patients to use their smartphone to scan a sticker on the bottom of their prescription bottle and hear important medication information read out loud in English or Spanish. Currently, the patient's name, medication strength, and dosage instructions are communicated, with more information coming in future enhancements. 1,500 CVS Pharmacy locations will be equipped to use these stickers by the end of the year, and they'll be available in all CVS Pharmacy locations nationwide by the end of 2021. To learn more about Spoken Rx or check availability near you, visit cvs.com/SpokenRx.
Calling all leaders in the blindness field. Join Vision Serve Alliance, a network of organizations and leaders working to expand opportunities for people with blindness and impaired sight. VSA is more than just a membership organization. It's a powerful network of influencers, thinkers, and leaders. Members receive tools like workshops, webinars, and conferences to stay ahead of the curve and strengthen your ability to carry out your agency's core mission. Join as a nonprofit, for-profit, school for the blind, or individual advocate. Now until November 1st, join as an individual associate to receive a free registration to the Virtual Executive Leadership Conference. Looking to advertise your business line? Become a sponsor of the VSA ELC to share your products with decision makers in the field. Visit VSAELC.com for more details.
Mitzi Kit is the original tactile sewing and crafting system created for the blind, elderly, and disabled, invented by a daughter to help her blind mother relearn how to sew and touch in place of sight. Mitzi Kits come in simple, moderate, and advanced levels, are easy to use, and provide beautiful end products like pillows, scarves, lap blankets, and more. Adaptations level the playing field, enabling all to participate with the right level of challenge for success, producing a great sense of accomplishment and self-worth. A simple fleece no-sew pillow kit or moderate cotton sewing pillow kit comes with everything you need to complete for just $19.99, and free shipping is included. Group discounts also available. So visit us at mitzykit.org. That's www.mitsykit.org. Mitzi Kit.
Way up here in the stratosphere, I gotta holler mighty loud and clear. It's time for Blind and Beyond.
Hi, this is Sherry Brunn, and I am very proud to speak on behalf of Leader Dogs for the Blind. I've had 3 leader dogs, and they have changed my life. If you always wanted to achieve independence and travel safely with confidence, then you really must consider Leader Dogs for the Blind. Leader Dogs for the Blind free week-long orientation and mobility training includes one-on-one instruction that's tailored to your individual needs and goals. Leader Dog accepts clients from all states and with all ability levels, regardless of age, vocational goals, and whether you plan to train with a guide dog in the future. Everything is free, including accommodations and travel to and from Leader Dogs campus in Michigan. Don't regret missing out on this free, life-changing opportunity. Apply today at leaderdog.org/programs.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
This hour is brought to you by Leader Dogs for the Blind, making people unstoppable for 30 years.
We are back. Yes, we are. We are back. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. And if you write down the phone number, it would be great if you want to call and say hello. Phone number is 407-894-1680. It's 407-894-1680. Right now, we have a guest calling in. And I'm telling you, he is some guest. That's right. His name is Peter.
That's right. We'd like to welcome back. Can't believe it's a month later, Peter, but we'd like to welcome back Peter Cucciavi. And Peter is the Senior Accessibility Manager at where else? Spectrum Communications.
Spectrum Communications. That's right. Our studios are powered by Spectrum. That's right. Peter.
Hello. I'm here. Good to be back.
Sound like you're in the room with us.
Yeah. So, Peter, Tell us a little about the latest things at Spectrum.
Well, you know, we've got some wheels really turning on some of the items that we talked about last time, and we'll get into that. But one of the things I wanted to share is that we're still really talking a lot about Spectrum Access. Some of you may have heard some recent podcasts. If you're listening to podcasts with different blindness groups and companies and organizations, people are really taking a lot of interest in what we're doing around Spectrum Access. So that's really exciting. I know that some of your listeners probably heard us on some of those podcasts, downloaded the app. Some of you have learned about the app here on the show and have given it a download. And it's been so great talking about Spectrum Access because, quite frankly, it's one of the opportunities to say that we're doing something for the blind community, and we're not asking, you know, for any type of subscription even. We're not asking you to go through this long, extraneous process to log in or give us any kind of feedback that you don't want to give. It's just a tool that you can use on the go. You download this app on your phone and you have additional audio description content. And I think that's been giving us a lot of attention because people are surprised. Anybody who uses a smartphone today knows that when you've got an app on your phone, in order to really get that thing going, you've got this whole login process or fingerprint reader or face recognition, and then maybe that fails, and you've got to enter in your passcode, and then you've got to remember where you saved the passcode. And it's, you know, when we're talking about accessibility or access, you know, additional access to entertainment, that's the last thing that people want to be dealing with when they've got a movie playing and they're trying to get the audio description going as soon as possible. So we're really proud of what we're accomplishing with Spectrum Access. We have added some episodic content or shows. So those of you who are Spectrum customers, you're probably familiar with some of our Spectrum originals that have come out recently. So all of those shows have been uploaded, the audio description tracks on the app as well. So if you're really interested in watching some LA's Finest, which is the Spectrum original, you can find the audio description tracks now right in that app as well. So you can watch it anywhere that you get your shows. We're talking a lot about what we're doing between now and the end of the year. There's some exciting new relationships with studios that are proving to be really fruitful, and we'll be adding hundreds more of movies and shows onto the app between now and the end of the year.
Peter, it's Michael. Question, for the folks that don't have Spectrum, how can they get Spectrum if they want Spectrum?
Well, you can... it's pretty simple. You can either visit spectrum.com, and if you want to learn more about Spectrum's accessibility, you can visit spectrum.net /page/accessibility, and that's page like turning a page. spectrum.net/page/accessibility. You can learn more about the services that we offer there, accessibility wise. And you know, if you're wanting to call in and learn more about our accessibility offerings or have some questions for our customer service team, they can get you connected to a rep that'll sign you up. But that phone number is 1-844-762-1301. So those are going to be your best ways to sort of come in through the accessibility channels as a new customer to Spectrum. Michael, I want to talk a little bit about Spectrum News. We hit on it last time. Can I share some more about that as well?
Absolutely. Like to hear myself. Absolutely.
Yeah, so, you know, there's not a lot that's new to share there, but I do want to get this information out there. You know, recently the AFB, the American Foundation for the Blind, they did this long survey. You might have heard about it. They did this research group that they gathered across the country. Blind people, visually impaired people across the country participated, and they asked them a series of questions and went through their lives, all related to COVID-19. And a lot of great feedback came out of that. They just published that research. I'm sure people can find it on afb.org. But one of the items that I noticed that came up in this long research study was that people were talking about how, even blind and visually impaired people, talking about how important news has been to them since this whole COVID thing started. And that even folks that were not really tied into their news channels before are increasingly downloading news apps or turning on news stations to keep informed. And it's just really great that we can be sharing at a moment like this an app that you can download on your phone. It's called Spectrum News. And on the app, you can get all of your local news. Let's say if you're in Florida, you're a Spectrum customer, and you like to watch your news, or maybe you're even in New York right? And you're listening to or watching, tuning into your New York One Spectrum News channel. And you want to keep up to date with what's going on either around you or maybe across the country down in Florida. You can do that right there on the app. Get local news updates. This is a combination of articles and video content. You can get weather updates. And, you know, we were talking a little bit over the break about whether or not there's been some hurricane activity down there in Florida. Well, if there is, you can get those updates right on your phone. It'll push notifications to your phone and give you alerts about closures and weather alerts. It's really great. I think that at a time like this, when we're really paying attention to our weather patterns and the news that's going around, that's a great way to control your access to that news and get additional content. And it's accessible. That's the best part about it.
I go to it. That's the first thing I do several times a day. I go right to the Spectrum News app.
I love that you downloaded it right on the show last time when we were talking, Lynn, because that put a big smile on my face. But to hear you
if Lynn can do it, then I mean anybody can do it.
I didn't say it. I didn't say it, Michael. Oh, it was great. That was great. We had a lot of conversation, by the way, Lynn. That generated a lot of chatter back here in Denver. About just how great that was that you downloaded it and you gave an honest review right there. I mean, if it would have failed, then we would have gotten some honest feedback about that. So to hear you a month later talking about the fact that it's the first app that you go to really says something. And we had that gentleman that called in. Oh, I'm forgetting his name at the moment, but he was calling him. I want to say Dave, but I don't want to mix it up.
Well, Dave is actually our co-host tonight, but he's having a problem with his Zoom. We lost him, so I just sent him a text to call in instead. He's been the whole show in the Zoom room, but he disappeared.
Well, it happens on television,
too. So that's
why
I got quiet. Yeah, it happens on all the time on TV. He'll be back. I told him.
Hopefully you can join us again, Dave, if he's listening.
Yeah.
But it's just great. It's great to hear these stories from blind people as well, that are saying, hey, I'm having the same experience my sighted, friends are, that I can download this app and use it just as easily, accessibly, and have a good experience. That's really great for me. And by the way, speaking of stories, we really, really, really would love to hear your stories. We've got a team. Our team is made up. About 44% of our team is people with disabilities. We've got people that are totally blind. We've got people who are low vision. So we're just as passionate. I'm a blind person. We're just as passionate about these products as our customers are when they come out, because these are practical things that we use in our lives as well. So for us, what really gets us excited about waking up in the morning and doing our jobs is hearing other people that are having great experiences with our apps. And we've been hearing some of that that really lights the fire underneath us, gets the passion going for the work that we do. So I want to hear some of your stories. I think between now and the end of the year, we'll probably try to generate some excitement around stories, some stories we can share in the office with our coworkers so they can hear about the work that they're doing. And the developers that are maybe not blind or not disabled that have joined in on the cause, it's good for them too to hear that the accessibility work that they've participated in is really making a difference.
Well, let's plan on that. When you come back or somebody from your team comes back in November, we'll make sure that we have some people calling in with their stories if you'd like
to
hear.
We love stories.
I'd love that. I would love that.
Okay.
Well, thanks,
Paul. We'll have to come up with something to motivate people.
Oh, here we go. Yeah. That's always
stick
good.
Of dynamite.
That's right. We want to hear those stories. Thank you so much
for calling in
and letting me hop on today.
Okay. Wait a minute. Before you go,
a quick reference to the website or the
phone. Give the website again.
Sure. Yeah, I'll give all that contact information. So the website, if you want to visit the accessibility page, it's spectrum.net/page/accessibility. And if you want to call the customer service line, make sure that you mention that you're blind or visually impaired. You're really going to get the best service when you do that. And that number is 1-844 762-1301.
Is that the same phone number that's on our webpage?
It is. It is.
Okay. So, hey, folks, if you're not writing it down, don't forget to go to our webpage. It's there. Just look up under Spectrum. It's there.
And if you've got any accessibility feedback or comments or
any
whatever
stories
you've got around Spectrum Access, you can email spectrumaccess@charter.com.
Well, thank you, Peter.
Thanks for calling
Have
in.
Have a good weekend.
Thanks, Peter.
Yeah.
Thank you both. Hey, Dave, there you are.
Be safe. Be safe.
Wait a second. Before he hangs up, wait a minute. Say hello to Lee Nasahi from Vision Serve Alliance. She's the president and CEO since we're Zooming together.
Hi, Lee.
Hi, Peter. How are you?
Doing well. It's great to meet you over the phone.
Yeah, nice to meet you. I've read about you.
Uh-oh.
Wonderful. Well, I'm looking forward to hearing what you've got to say, so I'll stay
tuned. Okay. Well, thank you, Peter.
Thank you, Peter. Right. Take care. Stay well. We're going to go to break.
We are going to go to break?
We're going to go to break.
Okay.
And we'll come back and talk to Lee Nasahi.
All righty.
Vision Serve Alliance.
Chris, we just changed our minds.
We're going to break. We'll come right back with Vision Serve Alliance. Lee Nasahi.
There we go. There we go.
Going to break. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Hello friends, it's Lee Nasahi with Vision Serve Alliance. I hope all is well with you and your loved ones, and I'm here to tell you that we have open registration for the Virtual Executive Leadership Conference November 1st through the 5th. Entitled Still Stronger Together, we will be conducting virtually on a single platform for participation. Registrants can network, learn, collaborate, and connect together without leaving the conference site. We have a host of exciting speakers talking on pertinent and timely subjects that will help you lead your organizations into the new reality. Come to strengthen the shared mission of expanding opportunities for people with blindness and impaired sight while earning CEU credits. Check out the speaker lineup and register at vsaelc.com.
Sunday Scaries is proud to partner with the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. As one of the nation's most trusted CBD brands, Sunday Scaries has always been solely focused on tackling the growing problem of daily anxiety. Sunday Scaries proprietary vitamin-enriched CBD products were made just to help you relax and chill out. They're legal in all 50 states, and there's no THC, so you won't get high. Did you know that almost 70% of CBD in the U.S. is imported from China? That's terrifying. All of Sunday Scaries CBD is sourced from USDA-certified farms outside of Denver, so you can trust the quality. Try Sunday Scaries today with a 100% money-back guarantee at sundayscaries.com and save 20% off your first purchase with code BB20.
Hi, this is Sherry Brunn, and I am very proud to speak on behalf of Leader Dogs for the Blind. I've had 3 Leader Dogs, and they have changed my life. If you always wanted to achieve independence and travel safely with confidence, then you really must consider Leader Dogs for the Blind. Leader Dogs for the Blind free week-long orientation and mobility training includes one-on-one instruction that's tailored to your individual needs and goals. Leader Dog accepts clients from all states and with all ability levels, regardless of age, vocational goals, and whether you plan to train with a guide dog in the future. Everything is free, including accommodations and travel to and from Leader Dogs campus in Michigan. Don't regret missing out on this free, life-changing opportunity. Apply today at leaderdog.org/programs.
Xavier Society provides religious, spiritual, and inspirational reading materials in Braille and audio to blind and visually impaired individuals worldwide. We provide these materials free of charge thanks to the generous support of our donors. Our mission to support this community of faithful in understanding, developing, and practicing their faith began in 1900. We hope to serve many more people in new and innovative ways. Please help us continue this important ministry for another 100
120 years by spreading word of our mission. To learn more about how we serve, call us at 212-473-7800 or visit our website, XavierSocietyForTheBlind.org. That's X-A-V-I-E-R, SocietyForTheBlind.org.
Spectrum has great news for blind and beyond listeners. You can now catch all the news and stay informed with the Spectrum News app. Born accessible, the Spectrum News app has built-in compatibility with Apple and Android accessibility features. When you download the Spectrum News app, you can stay in the know with live news, access Spectrum's portfolio of news networks wherever you are. The live news gives you timely information and breaking news. Read local news articles with coverage from our Spectrum News journalists and local partner publications. And get weather forecasts from our meteorologists, including hourly forecasts and updates so you can plan your day. Best of all, you can even customize your experience by browsing and following topics you're interested in, including local politics, education, traffic, health, and more. Download the Spectrum News app today. Not a Spectrum customer? Download the app and enjoy free access on us for 30 days. The Spectrum News app with built-in accessibility is your community connection, providing stories and information that matter to you and your community. Download it today.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
This hour is brought to you by Leader Dogs for the Blind, making people unstoppable for 30 years.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Welcome back. You listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. Welcome back. Phone number to call in, which I definitely hope if you can, certainly would love to hear from you. Phone number is 407-894-1680. That's 407-894-1680. Right now, we have a guest with us. Right now, this young lady, well, let me just say this way. This young lady, we go back. Let me put this way to you. If it wasn't for this young lady, we wouldn't even be on the radio, folks, because, well, she's a doll. Her name is Lee Nassie. She happens to be the president of Vision Serve Alliance now. But when I met her the first time, she happened to be the president and CEO of the Lighthouse in Central Florida. And they were the first one that put us on the radio. And Lee, if it wasn't for her, she's the one who wanted the radio show on the radio. So I want to thank first Lee Nassie. First of all, thank you so much for allowing us to be on the radio. And now she just came on with us. She happens to be the president and CEO of Vision Serve Alliance. Welcome, Lee Nassie.
Thank you. Thank you, Michael. Nice to hear you and Lynn and Dave. Everybody doing well tonight?
We are.
Yeah.
So, Lee, tell us about, first of all, what Vision Serve Alliance is, for those who don't know, and what your mission is.
Yeah, so we are actually an international association. We have a Canadian member and a few in the pipeline from Canada. So maybe we could call ourselves the North American Association.
Right.
We're a 501c3 as well, a nonprofit, that means. And we have about 130 organizational members, most of whom are nonprofits. We have a couple that are for-profit. But the thing that we have in common with all of our members is their primary mission is some sort of service or product to people who are blind or visually impaired. And that includes other national organizations, like Peter was just talking about the American Foundation for the Blind. They're one of our members. The American Council of the Blind is one of our members, the American Printing House, but then all the lighthouses too. Not all, but a lot of them. And then we also have some individual associate members. And our purpose is, first of all, to make sure that our member organizations are strong and healthy so they can fulfill their missions, people who are blind. And secondly, to bring this tremendous collective of resources and expertise and talent together to make a bigger impact nationally on public policy issues and just kind of figuring things out to provide more and better opportunities for people who are blind and visually impaired. Because, you know, together we can do a lot more, right?
Right.
We have a lot of organization listening to the radio show.
So some of these organizations that listen to the radio show right now, if they are in XYZ city in Florida or in Kentucky, why would you say they want to be on with you folks? I mean,
yeah, well, we offer benefits for our members. That includes unemployment insurance, breaks on retirement plans for your employees, access to the grant station and nonprofit society, things like that. But that's not the reason you join VisionServe. You join VisionServe because you care about this mission and you want to be part of this bigger vision to make things better for everyone across the country. So, you know, yeah, it will help you because you're going to meet some of the greatest people in the business who will mentor you. We're all about collaboration and sharing. We're not competitive. We want to help each other. When I was working at Lighthouse, my greatest mentors were the other CEOs, chief executives that I met through VisionServe Alliance. They became my lifelong friends. And that's just a tremendous benefit. It's lonely at the top, and it's good to have other people who are in the same kind of situation that you are, and they can share what they've learned and vice versa. But then also we come together and we work on things that are important to us together to make it better. Some things you really just can't accomplish as one organization, right?
As a single entity.
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing. But I see they started in 1987 in St. Louis. That's where the headquarters is.
Headquarters is in St. Louis, but we're a very small organization. I say small but mighty.
Right.
I only have two staff, and they both live in St. Louis.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm actually going to go to St. Louis for our executive leadership conference, which we conduct every fall. And this year, like everybody else this year, we're doing a virtual conference. But I'm actually going to fly to St. Louis to be with Ben and Wendy. And our board chair is going to be there as well, Lauren Branch from Newview, Oklahoma. And we're all going to be in the war room together, mm-hmm. although, you know, physically distant. But
a shout out to Ben, by the way. Hi, Ben.
Yeah.
So tell us, Lee, about the big conference that's coming up. Last year was in Atlanta in person, but this year it's virtual. Tell us about that.
So we're pretty excited about it. I have to admit that I'm not that technically or technologically astute. So when 6 months ago we were talking about conducting a virtual conference, I thought, oh boy, I don't know what that's going to be like. But fortunately, Ben and Wendy are younger and hipper than me and do get technology. And so first of all, they evaluated over 100 platforms for virtual conferencing and then selected the one that we're using because it was the most accessible. So this is a big deal. Zoom is accessible and Zoom will be part of what we're using, but we wanted an integrated platform that could deal with registration and virtual exhibit booths for our sponsors and virtual networking and those kinds of things. So we needed a little bit more than Zoom.
So this is the Executive Leadership Conference.
It is. So
the social networking events also.
Yes, absolutely. I think if you ask any VisionServe Alliance member what they find the most valuable about our conferences and membership in general, are those relationships with the other executives. So in the fall, we have always invited not just the CEOs who are the primary member of VisionServe Alliance, but their leadership teams, their managers, and this fall is no exception. In fact, we are really opening it up. We're the more the merrier. We want as many people around the table as possible. We reached out to non-members last year in Atlanta, and we had 15 or 20 non-members come. And this year, the same thing. We have entered into a partnership with AER, so AER members can access the conference for half price. And we also have one other special. If you join as an individual associate, you can access the conference for free, be part of your membership this year. Lee, but we really want to try to get a lot of people involved.
Lee, tell us about, I read that, this is interesting. So you fill out a profile, and then it's a little bit like matchmaking, and then you have somebody to meet at the conference, so you don't have to feel like you're alone, just as if you were in person in a big conference.
Yeah, and we have, you can flip into a Zoom chat room with others if you want to. There will be opportunities after every session to continue the conversation. And this platform offers more opportunities for virtual networking. And in fact, the very first session we will have on Monday of the conference is going to be Claudia Verga, the author of the CHAT, C-H-A-T, communication system. And she's going to be talking about how you do virtual networking. How do you meet people in these virtual environments? So we're going to start our conference by teaching everybody how to do that.
That's really, that's interesting and relevant, that's for sure.
Yeah, especially for us old timers.
Wait a minute.
Speak for yourself. Speak for yourself.
Yeah, we need all the help we could get. But we have 22 sessions, which is, we don't usually have that many sessions in our in-person conference, but it was easy to bring speakers together. And so we took advantage of it. We've got a jam-packed schedule, and there's something for everyone.
And you do list on the website. I noticed you list the speakers and some of the current attendees that have already registered.
Yes.
Yeah,
we have, I think we're close to 250 people who've already registered.
And it's November 1st to November 5th?
Correct.
Okay. David, did you have a question? I thought I heard you in the background.
Nope, not me.
Okay.
No, but it is interesting, though, and it sounds like it's going to be, you already got that many people signed up, it's going to be huge.
Yeah, I think it's going to be great, and, you know, we pray that next year we'll, at least in the fall, I'm not so hopeful about the spring, because we do a spring conference, too, which we canceled this year. But next year, I hope at least by the fall, we'll be able to meet in person again. Mm-hmm. Virtual happy hours can only go so far, you know?
Well, things will get better. It won't be long. Probably by next fall, we'll be safe.
I sure hope so.
Hope so, too.
So, listen, Michael, you're giving me too much credit about you wouldn't be on the radio without me. I think the reason you're on the radio is because you persevered and you believed in this program, and you proved that it has tremendous value, and I applaud your perseverance, and we were happy to be a part of the beginning.
Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate you saying that.
Hey, thank before you. We go any further, hey, Lee, how you doing? Nice to hear from you again.
Thank you.
Chris.
Oh, hi.
Engineer.
Hello, yes. Nice to hear you again.
Listen, we have a caller that has a question for you. She's calling all the way from the beautiful city, the city they call beautiful here in Orlando, Florida. Ladies and gentlemen, men and women, I present to you none other than the fabulous Dr. Sheila. Sheila, how you doing?
Hey, I'm good.
Sheila.
How is everybody tonight?
Hi, Sheila.
Good. Hi, Lee. How are you?
I'm wonderful, Sheila. How are you?
I am busier than I was when I was working full time.
Oh, man. Yep, that happened.
I registered when it was originally going to be in person. So do I have to re-register for the...
You registered for our conference when it was going to be in person? Because I don't know how you could have done that. We didn't open.
Several months ago, I registered, and I got a confirmation. Do I need to just go back in and re-register?
Shoot me an email. You still have my email address, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Just to remind me, and I'll have Ben check and see if you're registered or not.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
We'll take care of it. Thanks.
All right.
Okay. Thanks, Sheila, for calling in.
Thank you, Sheila. So we give everybody the contact information again. And then, of course, it's on our website also.
Yes. So our website is visionservealliance.org. But there is a special website. If you just want to find out more about the conference, it's vsaelc.com.
VSAELC.
C as in Charlie.com.
Got it.
you can get to the conference through our website, too. And our website has a lot more information than just the conference on it. So I would kind of like you to go there. You know, we hope to hear from you. We like I said, more the merrier. So we hope a lot of people will join us on this conference. If you have any questions, you want to learn more about VisionServe, you could also reach out to me. My email address is L-E-E-N, as in Nancy, at VisionServeAlliance.org. Shoot me any questions you have.
Okay. It's going to be here sooner than later. November 1st is not that far away.
Right around the corner.
It's the countdown.
Yes, it is.
More reasons than none.
Yep. Okay. Well, thank you,
thanks
Lee.
For calling
we're going
in.
To be going
appreciate
off
it.
Here in a couple of minutes, and we're glad that you ended the show with us.
Thank you. Thanks for having
Take
me.
Take care, Lee. Goodbye.
You're more than welcome.
Love you, Lee.
Best
thank
you.
Take care.
Love you. Take care. Stay well. Be well.
All right, Michael and David.
Hey, folks. That was the Lee Nassi. Mm-hmm. And about what she said, not everybody can be like Lee Nassi. She's the one that, real, I'm serious now. She's the one who okayed it. She's the one that gave us money. And if it wasn't for her, we wouldn't be on the radio. She's the one who did it.
You know,
she did it. I mean, don't forget, folks, we are a nonprofit radio show.
I think people forget
the people,
sometimes.
You're listening to a show that's brought to you by sponsors. Without sponsors, we don't exist.
Like Spectrum Communications.
Like Spectrum.
Peter was just
like VisionServe Alliance. These people are the ones who are paying for this. We're on the radio. This is not a podcast. We are on the radio. So to be on the radio costs money. It's not free. And the point is, we're on the radio. You're listening to a show all over the country. And these are the sponsors that help us. And not if you think when I call people and ask them if they would like to come on the radio and sponsor us, if you think everybody says yes, you're wrong.
You're lucky if you can reach them these days.
First of all, you're lucky if they're there, okay, because of the virus. But because a lot of people work from home, they're not in the office. But if they are there, the question is why they want to go on the radio. But see, I'll explain something to all of you. Like Lee said, When I got my cancer, I went blind. I guess I'm different. I would like to know what other people, what's happening with them. So I live in Lake County, and when I got cancer, what I did, I asked who in Lake County had cancer, same kind of cancer I had, because I wanted to know from them, what's it like? What do I do? What do they do? What's the side effects? Well, I ask a lot of questions. And the same way when I'm blind. When I went blind, I didn't know anything about a cane. I didn't know anything about this or that. So I went to the lighthouse and asked questions. Well, first of all, I didn't even know about a lighthouse. I'd ask, where do I go? And finally asking different people, they told me. So not everybody just tell you right off the bat about a group or they told me lighthouse. So when we call people up, you want to be on the radio and sponsor, or you want to help us, you want to grow, you want to spread the word about whatever you're doing. Well, not every group wants to spread the word about what they're doing. Anyway, that's the story.
Great show.
Thank you for listening. I appreciate it.
Thanks
for putting up with us all. Thanks for putting up with me.
Thank you, everyone. Enjoyed it.
And thanks, David, for coming on and telling us about ham.
The ham radio.
Yeah, not about corned beef, about ham.
Exactly.
That's a good one, Mike. That's a good one.
One of those sports-related shows.
Right, that part.
We need a sports-related show for you and Michael again, Chris.
Hey, just remember one thing. Just remember one thing. Chicago has the great quarterback that my favorite, Nick
Foles.
Don't forget.
Yeah, Nick Foles.
That's right.
Yeah, and I thank you for it. I know y'all struggling right now, but I thank you for Nick Foles in the Chicago area. There, great things do come out of Philly besides you, Mike.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chris.
Thank you, guys. You guys have a great night.
Have a good
thank
week,
you.
Chris.
And listen, folks, I want to thank everybody for listening. Give a
wind-up
for next week. Hurry up real fast,
okay,
before we go
week,
up.
Kyle Johnson will be joining us, President and CEO of Lighthouse Central Florida. Charles Brooks will be our guest host. David Lachlan, Director of Programs at LeaderDog, all about COVID-19 safety. CVS pharmacist Eleanor Wong, Spoken RX, and Jason Menzo, COO of Foundation Fighting Blindness.
Wow.
Did I get it? I don't know.
Okay.
You got, anyway, you got a full lineup next
week. Don't go away. We'll be right back in 1 week. Stay there. Don't come back. We're going off the air. God bless you all. Stay well. God bless.
Bye, guys.